see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I feel like you can tell Natasha is from New York literally immediately.
Oh,
just like
yeah.
Her energy is so just like, no, I'm not putting up with this bullshit.
And she's like, this is
neither
bullshit.
Should you.
Yeah, neither, yeah.
And she's a woman. It's like, she's like, my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the vibe I got from her. And I'm like, that's also very New York, especially once you like get into your 30s in New York and you've been dating for a while.
Like,
you're like, do not waste my goddamn time.
This is why we need more 30-somethings on the show.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Lee Blickley. Emma, I brought us some champagne. Just don't drink it from the bottle, though. This brand's just a little wonky.
Okay, I'll make sure, like, not to shake it a lot before I pop it. But, like, Lee, before we, you know, drink some well-deserved mimosas, I just have to ask, did you steal this champagne from a poor woman just trying to have her special moment?
I actually stole it from Claire's desk.
Savage.
I'm kidding. I would never do that. I would never snatch another woman's dusty, year-old bottle of Dom Perignon. The audacity.
Wow. I mean, and to think, we could have had another champagne gate on our hands right now. Joining us to talk all about the actual champagne gate and, you know, Hannah B. again, is Brett Vergara.
Wait a minute, that's me. Oh, my God.
When did you get here?
Long-time friend of the pod.
Just back again?
Back
you know?
Again.
Just keep coming back for more.
Can you tell that I just keep booking my friends?
Oh, well, listen, you can keep on doing that.
This is my first time sitting next to Brett on
it's
the
like
pod.
It's a whole new moment for Lee. Oh, my God, it's a whole new
it's
experience
a big moment. We miss you, Claire. We miss you. Honestly,
I hope that little babe's doing good.
But your bebe is very cute.
Very cute. I met him. He's adorable. And
what's his name again?
His name is Max.
Good
and I also just have to say, I apologize to our listeners in advance because Claire is much better at taking very in-depth notes.
Yes,
she would have had 12 pages of notes, and I have a mere 7. So.
I always very much admire how many notes y'all take because I forget what happened after I already watched
it. Well, that's the problem. That's why you have to take notes.
No, right. But then I am tweeting, and then I feel like my tweets are my notes.
Yes.
Because I can't imagine doing tweets and then also extensive note taking and just actually being able to pay attention to the people who I'm with. It's just like,
let me tell
you,
I have so much respect for Emma and Claire after stepping into Claire's shoes for this season because it's work. You're
what
tweeting,
we're trying to say
notes.
Is you should feel really sorry for us because our jobs are really hard. Just kidding. Okay, so let's get into this episode. We jump right back into the Peter Hannah B drama.
Mm-hmm.
They are deep in a very intense conversation. Both really sniffly.
Cameras peeking through the doorway.
Just
the
more
scene
and
is
more,
set.
More and more like swaddling is happening. If that's even the
there's
right word.
There's a lot of like swaddling of the head.
More than that too. There's kind of like a whole scoop situation going on.
Peter's holding Hannah. His hand is in her hair. They both look really genuinely distraught. And At one point, he says something that really struck me. He says, you know, I've never said no to you. You're the one that said no to me. And I think that sort of gets at the crux of why these two cannot be a thing. Like, it's almost like too much water under the bridge. He has been chosen last too many times.
Third twice now.
Yeah.
And Hannah should have just, like, she should have just come in, though, and been like, I miss you. We need to do this. Yeah, I made a mistake. Yeah, but she's throwing around, like, I'm confused. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
so that kind of makes it worse.
That's not exactly the most convincing case.
Exactly.
It's just like, oh, I still don't fully know. But, like, listen, I might be up for it.
And I believe that that's exactly how she feels. Yeah. Like, don't blame her for being confused. But at a certain point, when you are... you know, have a history of kind of going back and forth with someone, you just have to let them go, which is ultimately what happens. Yeah.
And that would be like that, there would be like this resentment thing that would just be hard to get over. Like, even if they did get together, it's like, I was still picked like third, fourth, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think in the real world, it's the kind of thing that could happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you go back and forth with someone and then it's the right timing and you come back together.
So,
it's like, logically, I was like, these two shouldn't be together. It doesn't make sense. But emotionally, it was just, their interactions are so much more compelling than anything else we've seen this season. Because the beginning of the season is never really, like, emotionally heady. So I personally had a hard time then getting into the rest of the episode. Yeah. It felt almost like ABC had, like, blown their emotional load too early.
I feel like we need some space from it, because it was really jarring to go from the intensity of Hannah and then just into like very casual connections.
Yeah.
And we need like an episode to kind of forget that whole arc happened and then kind of start.
Yeah, I think it honestly would have been wiser for them to wrap it up in the premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just kind of start fresh.
Yeah. Because it was like 10 minutes of Hannah. And then he cancels the date, and you're just like, what? Well, now I'm not invested in anybody because we're just going straight to the, you know, after party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
so
I didn't get to know any of these girls, and they're all pissed.
Right.
And it was just a weird
vibe.
And I
got why they were pissed, but also it was, like, hard to care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Because you're like, I stan Hannah so hard. Forever.
I mean, look, I just want the best for Hannah, and I think perhaps she should date someone who, like, wasn't on her season of Bachelor.
You know what I'm really surprised by? I'm really surprised that some football player hasn't made this public declaration where it's like, none of these guys are good enough for Hannah. I'll take out Hannah. Like, how is that not happening
yet? Like,
I really don't understand the Colton move. Yeah, right. Like, the Colton move. Like, just take it back to the beginning.
Yeah.
I really don't understand how that hasn't happened. So if there's any pro football players listening to the pod, now's your chance.
Yeah.
Now's
maybe.
Your shot.
I still think Hannah's just sitting in the wings being like, Bachelorette number two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, we, you know,
look,
do a little Brad Romack.
Yeah. I wouldn't totally hate it. As we alluded to, Peter cancels the rest of the date. Again, understood why he did. He's like, I'm not in a good headspace for this.
I think it would have been weird if he actually kept going.
He was like, tell all your sex stories now.
Has that happened recently where like a whole date, like a group date has just been canceled?
I can't actually remember.
Yeah.
They cancel like the cocktail party a lot.
Yeah.
But as far as a whole date, that it was...
I mean, certainly not in recent memory.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen that.
Or if there's, like, an injury or something sometimes.
Yeah, sure. But even so, like, the injury will happen during the date usually.
Yeah. And they're like, meet us later at the cocktail party.
It's like, go chill at the hospital. Yeah. We're just going to have some fun without you really quick. Okay, bye.
I'll bring my IV. I think it was a good decision on his part to cancel it. But, it did feel weird because then the first time we're actually getting some conversations between Peter and these women is at the cocktail party.
Well, at the night portion of the date.
Yeah.
The night. So he cancels the day portion. They go to the night portion. Another thing that I forgot that Peter had said during his conversation with Hannah, which I thought was like really like gutting, was I just want someone to want me as much as I want them.
Yeah.
I was like, don't we all just want that, Peter?
That,
exactly
that just really hit.
Yeah.
Also, what I'm waiting for is ABC to release bonus content of the women reading off their stories. Not that I really need to hear them, but I just feel bad that they work so hard and probably like really were mortified writing. It's like, okay, I'm going to share this on stage and then for naught.
Honestly,
maybe
some of them should be thrilled. Like, I would have been like, wow, 100%. What a gift I've been given. I don't have to like perform this horrific half stand up about my sex life like on national television.
You know,
like, that is
producers.
A goddamn gift.
The producers were so torn though. They're like, here we have Hannah, but what about all these sex stories you're about to
definite look. I hate those dates. Like, better TV way.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate that Peter was really honest and he's like, this is actually super awkward. I'm just not in the right headspace. And Natasha is not having it.
I love it. Yeah. He's like, you know, Hannah's gone. She's gone.
Yeah.
And Natasha's like, just like, she has not gone away. Every day I've seen you, I've seen her. And I was like, yes.
All girl. 2 days I've seen you, I've seen her.
I feel like you can tell Natasha is from New York literally immediately.
Oh,
just like
yeah.
her energy is so just like, no, I'm not putting up with this bullshit.
And she's like, this is
neither
bullshit.
Should you.
Yeah, neither, yeah.
And she's a woman. It's like... She's like, my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was the vibe I got from her. And I'm like, that's also very New York, especially once you like get into your 30s in New York and you've been dating for a while.
Like,
you're
like,
do not
anymore.
Waste my goddamn time.
This is why we need more 30-somethings on the show. And all the other girls are like, it's okay, Peter.
Yeah.
You know, we're hurt, but whatever. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
No,
I will say,
not.
Initially, I was like a little apprehensive and a little like scared of where Natasha was going to go when I first saw her. Because like the cats and the rats thing still like irks me and all that.
Stupid.
But then since then, it's like, okay, like we're coming around. I was, because I want to really have a connection to the New York-based contestants because it's like, you know. But all right. So Natasha's turning it around.
She sure
is. Love to see it.
And, like, they get to the after party now, and Natasha, once again, is just like, you don't cancel a date with these people. The effing nerve.
Yeah.
She's just fired up.
And again, like, I got it, but also I was like, Natasha.
Yeah.
You really want to go on an extended date with a man who's, like, sobbing and, like, thinking about his ex-girlfriend?
Exactly. Take what you can get.
Yeah.
Alexa talks with him first. Which she said something nice, too, which was just like, you know, not nice, but she was honest about the fact that it's a little soon for you to be seeing Hannah.
Yeah.
That's why it's awkward.
Did,
you shouldn't.
Yeah. She's like, what
you need
were
some
you
distance.
Doing?
She's like, why would you have your ex, like, come back 3 months after you broke up? And it's like, that's just a good point in life. Like,
it's like
you don't want to see your ex within the first at least 6 months, I'd say.
Yeah,
normally, exactly. If you've really had a, you know, deep feelings for them.
Yeah.
Especially if you were not the one to end the relationship. I mean, nightmare. I love Alexa.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah,
she is hands down my favorite on the show. I need more from her. I would like to
we haven't seen
be
enough
friends
of her,
with her.
Yeah.
Like, I'm real on board with Alexa.
Yeah, she was a stand-up this episode.
Then Natasha and Peter talk because he looks at her face and is like,
I can tell you're pissed.
I can tell you're very mad. So just get it out.
Just get
which, again, I thought was a good move.
Yeah.
And she says, look, you know, we are all here for you, and you know you should figure your feelings out, but like not at the expense of us.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I thought was a really
again.
Good way to put it. And
he
was like, "Yeah, I agree. Let's move forward."
Yeah.
There's lots of let's move forward.
Yeah,
he's like, please. It's
there's
a theme. Everyone is trying to move into the future.
Yes, past
in
Hannity.
The present, they're moving into the future.
Sydney is next, and she says, you know, she's left so much to be here, her family, so it's hard when, you know, Hannah B. gets a lot of airtime and attention. But they were very close already. Like, I noticed his hand was already on her leg. They were like...
But this is really the first we get to see
of Sydney.
Of Sydney.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I really liked her.
Yeah, I really like her, too.
Like, her racial identity. I love that she brought that up about her parents.
She said that her, you know, her... I believe one of her parents
her
is...
Her mom is white.
Her mom
her
is white. Her
black.
Dad is half black and half Dominican, I think so. And she talked about how growing up mixed race in a really small southern town, she experienced a lot of racism, a lot of bullying. And, like, that is not surprising. And it's also not something that you often hear about spoken directly
on the show. Right.
On the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You hear about...
Outside
of the show. But on this show, which, like, as we've talked about a lot on this podcast, is an extremely whitewashed show, even when they have a more diverse cast. Mm-hmm. Often they try to sort of play the, like, we don't see color card. Right. And I appreciated that this came up so early, and it made me feel like I was getting to actually know Sydney, which is always tough at this point in the season.
No, for like one of their first conversations, it was a really good one. And it seemed like Peter respected her openness, and he even said how lucky he is. Like, she makes him feel lucky to have all these amazing women.
It is always funny, though, when you hear these women kind of open up about something that is a little bit heavier, a little bit more kind of real, and to borrow a Hannah-ism, real.
And Peter just goes,
and Peter's just like, wow,
love,
you're
that.
So strong.
Oh yeah.
She's like, I've experienced some like really horrific racism, and he's like, wow, just the strength you have. I was like, yep, way to get in there, buddy, and really, really engage.
Just go in, and then he just goes in for the kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
At least he didn't say love that.
Yeah.
That would have been a little
I love
rough.
Your oppression.
I love
every
it
other
so much.
Phrase out of his mouth is loves that, likes that.
No, he just knows that he sees all of their hearts, and they have very beautiful hearts.
Yeah.
That's his thing. I see your heart.
Well, the next heart he saw was McKenna, but it wasn't really her heart. It was like her dance. You know, she's just whipping out the dance moves. She's moving forward. She's moving past Hannah. And then we get some Peter slides. Yeah. He does a little air walk. They kiss. He lifts her up onto the table.
That's signature move.
Signature move. This is the third time now, like a little lift.
Yeah, he's like, Hannah. Is there a flat surface that is elevated?
And then we
can
just
I put a woman
lift?
On it?
Yeah. Also, did you know? I mean, this is like a deep cut, but I feel like the move that he did, the little dance move, was the one that he did in like that random Instagram story with like Tyler and Dustin.
Oh yeah, we
I think you
touched
talked
on
about
that
it.
Last
week. No, right. So like it came to my mind. It's like, oh, I see this as a signature too.
Yeah, he was practicing for
months.
Yeah,
yeah, he's just
that.
Like got that ready to go.
McKenna says she showed Peter who she is. Which I guess,
it's
sure.
Just a makeout machine. Makeout McKenna.
A woman who makes out and dances. It's just who she is, guys. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into McKenna.
The thing with McKenna is that like she hasn't necessarily done anything like all too. But like there's
I'm like just
a chaotic. There's a chaotic energy. There.
Often I love a chaotic energy. Like this is like not a chaotic energy that makes
where
me happy.
On the grid where she would fall, but there's something like, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going
to do? She's one to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry, McKenna. Maybe she'll win me over. But
she's,
right now.
She's like BFFs with Hannah Ann, so I'm already out.
Yeah. And also maybe it's just like the real intense 22-year-old energy, which fair because she is 22, but I'm 32. So like.
Yeah, never mind. So we can judge.
Yeah.
So
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Sydney gets the rose, which was nice. Yeah.
Good
choice.
That was great.
I like that.
And then we move right into the cocktail party because now we are in a world where rose ceremonies happen in the middle of episodes.
Right. Just always left on cliffhangers.
Hey, at least they're happening, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Natasha still seems a little bit salty. She's, like, regaling all of the other women who didn't get dates that week with, like, how much of a waste of time their date was. So, like, don't feel bad.
Yeah. And then Peter tells all the women that what happened with Hannah has just reminded him what he wants, and that's everlasting love.
With one of them who will definitely be his wife.
I like how he needed that reminder. It's like that's when he realized that. It's like, oh, it didn't occur to me before, but
now I know.
But now I got it. I got what I mean.
And not just love. Everlasting.
Yeah. Everlasting.
Lexi, she's up first. And this was like an interesting conversation because at first it seemed like he forgot who she was.
And I almost would have enjoyed
it.
I almost would have enjoyed it though because
it
my assumption is that like a lot of the leads, like how do you remember your interactions with 45 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
But in fact, he was just kidding.
I know. And he brought her like a little red convertible.
That was cute.
To symbolize their time in a little red
connection.
Convertible.
And then they talked about, you know, Peter's like, I even have a little red hair in my beard and We're like...
Alexi's the ginger.
It was just a lot of, redhead talk.
And another New Yorker, so...
But I really like her.
I feel like there's like a good amount of New Yorkers.
Yes. I think it's just
like
the
New
two
York
of them.
Stater. Well, there's
oh,
New
yeah,
York
and
Staters.
Tammy
Syracuse, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say
I'm
that
I'm from Syracuse, so
yes,
like...
Yes, but New York City is not the
don't
same...
Don't shit on Syracuse
oh,
right now.
I'm not shitting on it. It's just not the same thing.
I will leave this studio right now.
If you're like, I've lived in Buffalo my whole life, I'm not like, that is exactly culturally the same as New York City.
That is very
shout
fair.
Shout out to Jason.
No judgment. I spent time in the Syracuse airport. It's fine.
Yeah, it like works. Yeah. It's functional. Yeah. Go Orange. Anyway.
Next, Kelsey.
Oh, so Kelsey this loves is when love. We turn the corner into setting the stage for this episode's biggest event.
Oof. Champagne Gate.
Champagne Oof. Gate.
Hashtag.
Hashtag yeah. Champagne Gate.
We see Kelsey, who she just wants a husband and a family. And you know what? To get that, she brings a year-old bottle of champagne that she's been holding on to for a very special occasion. And she places it right by the fireplace in a nice ice bucket. And she's going to share that bottle with
And she's
Peter.
Like, this is what will show that I do want a husband and a family. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, as everyone knows.
Got to win him over with champagne.
You don't need That's to tell, you yeah. don't need to tell your partner that you want a husband and a family. You just like, honey.
Yeah. Look at that
I brought
champagne.
Home this bottle of champagne.
And also...
It's a year old.
It's old. Yeah.
You know?
It's not fresh.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to pop it?
Yeah.
I'm pregnant.
You drink it. You drink it all. But before she can, take him and drink that champagne, McKenna steals him away. And Kelsey just already loses her mind.
Oh, yeah.
This is not fair.
Yeah.
Because somehow she thinks that... Time with Peter is guaranteed. You don't.
Yeah,
you just
She's
get
just
it.
Like, what is it? I had a plan. This is not part of the plan.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're that type of person, and look, I'm that type of person. Like, you don't go on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is what you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to talk to him. People
and also,
are going to steal him away.
Yeah.
Deliberately being put in situations in which your plans will be foiled
by producers.
And you will feel rejected. Like, if you can't deal with that, this is probably not the show for you.
Yeah, right.
And I say that as someone who, like, cannot deal with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to be in that situation and, like, not be able to deal with that, but just, like, internalize it, which, you know, pros and cons to that as well.
Yeah.
But it's another to just be like,
you
how dare
lose
you,
your
McKenna?
Mind.
Yeah, that's a little bit
this
of a difference.
This was my time. And that's when we hear that she doesn't tolerate snakes, which are her least favorite animal.
It's a really animal-centric season.
Cats and rats, snakes. Mm. It's a lot.
So Kelsey confronts McKenna, and she's like, look, it wasn't fair for you to, like, grab Peter. You got to see him last night. I haven't. So this is why Kelsey's so anxious. She didn't get a date this week. And McKenna says, okay, I respect your feelings. And she should have stopped there. But then instead, she pivots and tells a line. Is like, I just did the magnanimous thing of grabbing him now so you could have time with him later.
Right. I'm like, you guys.
Girl, you just stop at the I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you for sharing your feelings with me.
Yeah.
Like, do not act like you did the other women a favor by getting time with him.
Yeah. It's like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So Kelsey is really just...
The beginning
on
of the
edge.
End.
That's, that's just the start. Mm-hmm. Then we have Madison and Peter, a little segue from that drama.
Which is, I think, like the only time we see Madison this episode.
So. Yeah.
I guess she featured very heavily.
Yeah. I kind of forgot that happened. That was just like a blur. It's like, oh, yeah.
Like, he's like,
because
Hannah
just stole our
attention. Here's this framed photo of you and my family. It's going to be very awkward if they don't get engaged.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What is she supposed to do with that framed photo? Like, burn
just,
it?
Yeah,
but
no
that way. Picture just makes me think of Peter's mom yelling, bring her home. I'm like, it's her. Yeah. I just have this feeling. This is all just a guess, but she's in that family now, as we can see from that picture.
As of right now, she might be my pick, too.
Yeah.
They have a good connection. He's clearly, like, their worlds ahead of the rest of the
pack. Yeah.
And then Kelsey and Alea are chatting. And Alea is, we saw a lot of little moments where I thought a lot of the women were being good friends to each other, kind of trying to keep the peace.
Right.
Keep Kelsey kind of calm down. Mm-hmm. Alea's redoing her makeup, which is like in girl world.
Yeah.
Like, that is a real.
That's a friend.
Like, oh, man. And Alea's like a She's a pageant girl. Queen. So yeah. She yeah. knows how to do makeup.
Yeah, I think she was like Miss Texas, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But she just, yeah, she like, so she's like, Kelsey, let's, back
she's
up.
Like, Kelsey,
like,
just
do your
think
champagne.
About your champagne.
Yeah, just do it.
I know you're feeling down.
Oh, no.
But just really focus all
just,
your energy.
Just solely on the champagne.
On the champagne.
Nothing can go
it's
wrong.
All that matters.
She's been saving the champagne for more than a year.
Also, I forget who made, I think it might have been Kelsey, but there was a metaphor like tying the champagne to her heart too. So it's just like, oh, that's a bad foreshadow.
Yeah. She's like, pop my heart, Peter.
Oh God.
It's real bubbly.
Soon enough in the distance we hear another pop.
A little boop.
Hannah Ann brings Peter over to the same spot where Kelsey set up.
She's like on dear. Peter's lap, just like shaking yes. the bottle up, and you're like, no.
Also, you know what I really appreciate is right before Peter opens it, he says, this is going to make a mess. And I'm like, yeah, it is, yeah. Peter. Yeah, it really is, Peter.
How did you know? the best, though, is when all the women are just sitting like, you know, a few feet away.
And they hear
and
the
hear
pop.
Oh, and they're like, oh, God.
I
oh, God.
Loved,
their
I was
looks
obsessed.
Of sheer panic.
I was obsessed with, like, Kelsey's head turn, just like, just like, just
they're like, no,
like
not
locked
the champagne.
On. Yeah.
Not the champagne. And I think it's maybe Kiara or saying says like, yeah. don't panic.
Yeah.
Don't cry.
I think it was like Kiara and it might have been Tammy.
Yeah, it was a group
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. And Kelsey like immediately starts crying.
And
like,
so she
just,
walks over, yeah. sees that her champagne has been popped and Hannah Ann is sitting on Peter's lap oh. and she just loses her mind and yeah. walks away and refuses to speak to anyone.
Yeah.
And Hannah Ann seems really confused. And I'm just going to say right here, like,
of course she
very
does.
clearly this was set up by production.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah for
like,
sure.
Like, oh, look, yeah. there's a bottle right here, yeah. Hannah Ann.
Like, it's absolutely
take a seat.
Absurd. To right. Like, no one would do that on purpose.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
It's also such an easy thing for, like, I do think it was very much set up by production, but also just like a thing to accidentally happen. Like you're just like leaving booze out. I think, yeah. I
right.
feel like
and
mansion,
there's always
yeah.
like little
I was gonna
corners
say,
set
they make,
up.
Like,
I feel like
nooks
that's just like
people,
mansion
yeah.
rules. It's like you just grab any food or drink you
like,
see.
Girl, hold
that's around.
On to your bottle yeah, yeah, of yeah. champagne if it means yeah. that much to
put
you.
Your, that's like what little labels are for. You should have put like a big K on there.
And again, I don't yeah. even blame Kelsey for being upset that it happened.
Yeah,
that would
of course.
Be, I probably would have cried too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the tension is already yeah, yeah. high in this yeah. environment where there's like
especially
you're trying to fight
it,
for
yeah.
time.
But the level yeah. that the conflict between the two of them escalates mm-hmm. just yeah. feels silly.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Hannah Ann is just so confused. She's just like, wait, yeah. I
so
really had no
Tammy
clue.
Explains yeah. to Hannah Ann, she's like, look, Kelsey brought that champagne. She had it from her birthday. And like, you know, Kelsey, meanwhile, is just spiraling. She's like, Hannah Ann stole my moment. And Hannah Ann, again, says,
like,
I had no idea. Yeah. And then Kelsey does the very wrong thing, which is to confront Hannah Ann in front of Peter.
Oh, God. Yeah. That, like, made my skin crawl. I was like, what are you doing? No.
She's like, you know what you did. Like,
yeah.
And he's just like, what?
She's like, I just don't. I had no idea. And then she refuses to even speak to Peter, which I get because she clearly was freaking out and yeah. knew it wouldn't be good.
The,
but she
it's
just,
not like the cutest look.
She yeah. just like played all of it
yeah.
the very
yeah.
wrong
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Right. That was the thing too. Like I on like Twitter last night, I was like, oh, like Kelsey deserved better. But then the way she handled it, it's like, oh, maybe never mind.
Yeah. Well, it's like when yeah. you have the high ground in that someone, you know, screwed up a plan you had.
Yeah.
If you just sit back and kind of like milk that.
Yeah, yeah.
You come off great.
Oh, yeah, yeah right.
The problem
right.
was she then ratcheted up the conflict and said like egregious things to
yeah.
Hannah Ann.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so now no one has like
right,
the
right.
moral
yeah,
high ground.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Especially in front of Peter. Just be like, you know what? Oh, oops, big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, don't air your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
But Peter,
right.
Peter
being
tries
the guy
to,
is, tries
yeah.
to calm her down.
So
yeah.
he goes and there's another bottle of champagne set up in another area, clearly like meant for Hannah Ann, whatever. Good
yeah.
job, production. They pop that bottle, and Kelsey says, I'm not a classy bitch all the time, and goes to drink out of it, and it just explodes all over
that
her
was just, that
giving
was just
us
like,
the gif of 2020
oh my
already.
God. Just like what a
we're
beautiful,
peaking early.
Beautiful moment. Like, you can't even plan that.
Yeah, you
like,
can't.
That's, also, that's not the even kind production of gif, setup. Like, that only works if you're, like, a really hot girl because you, like, still look adorable as champagne is spilling all over your face. Like,
like, up your nose, though. I just kept thinking, ooh, yeah, that looks
painful. That's a lot of carbonation.
That's a lot.
That's the thing, too, is that even with Kelsey handling that whole situation very wrong afterward, when that happened, I was just, like, my heart, like,
girl cannot catch a break.
I felt so bad.
It just, like, reminds me of those moments where you're, like, already just, like, really emotional, you're, like, on the verge of tears, and then, like, something really small happens, and then you just, like,
explode.
The universe is out to get me. This is terrible.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's just all it takes a little bit. Yeah.
She was done after that.
Oh, 100%.
And then, back to Hannah Ann.
To Kelsey's credit, she posted on Instagram a photo of her cheersing with a glass of champagne. Yeah. Note to future self, never drink cheap champagne straight from the bottle. So they all generally seem to, like, have moved past this conflict.
And also, like,
as they should.
And there seems to be, like, Instagram comments between the two of them, too.
Yeah.
So it seems like they've since resolved.
It clearly seems like the kind of thing that got really escalated because of how high intensity that setting is.
Yeah. I could see that, too.
I also assume that Kelsey may have had a little bit to drink
before then. Yeah. You know?
But actually, I was like, how old is Kelsey? She's 28.
She's 28. She's one of the real
so
old ladies
there.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it was just the stress of the situation.
Yeah. But Hannah Ann, even that night, does try to have a conversation with Kelsey and kind of diffuse things. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey is just not having it. She's like, you're fake. You know what you did.
Yeah, you're trying to act like Little Miss Innocent.
And it was tough because she was saying things kind of indicating that she doesn't feel that Hannah Ann comes off as really sincere, mm-hmm. is kind of what she was getting at. And I get that sense from her, too. Mm-hmm. But this is the totally wrong venue to be bringing it up. And you don't just use insulting language.
It's not like
someone
reflecting back on her very well.
Exactly.
I think there's just, like, a general, again, like, Hannah Ann, beyond, like, just stealing Peter a lot of times in the premiere, she hasn't really done anything that's really built like this, like, mistrust yet, but I think there's just this general mistrust,
and
like, that's where,
about her,
well, you know what I think it is,
comes off as insincere.
Well, you know what I think it is also, is that she just, like, it was like she was designed in a bachelor factory where it's just like,
like
Hannah G's
Instagram
eyes, like, she was just, like, so built, so there's just, like, a general, like, wrong reasons radar.
A little too perfect.
Even beyond Hannah Ann. Like, I could not stop thinking about Gia Tolentino's New Yorker piece on Instagram Face while I was watching this season.
Instagram Face is all over this season. It's everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. It's interesting. Like, even last season, like, even the last year, it felt like, okay, yeah, there's some of that feeling of, oh, they all do their makeup the same, even though these are women that, you know, should look very different from each other. And the aesthetics this season are, it's, like, so pronounced in a way that is startling to me.
It's been jarring to me, too, because I've been watching Jason Mesnick's season Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, a decade ago, so it was so different.
It's a world,
the girls
world
had, like,
apart.
Messy buns and could care less what they were wearing. They all had, like, the scarf that was in style.
I mean, I don't think that people are more vain or anything than they were then. Yeah. I just think that there is an aesthetic that
it's more, like, uniform.
Yeah, that's more
but they all look so alike.
Because we have access to these, like, same kind of streamlined, you know, makeup tutorials and cosmetic procedures that are non-invasive are much more accessible. Yeah. So you have, like, the same sort of fillers and the same Botox and the microblading, and it, like, lends itself, plus the contouring and the wave. And
I'm
suddenly
exhausted. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, okay, so this is a line from Gia's piece. She says, she talks about the gradual emergence among professionally beautiful women of a single cyborgian face. It's a young face, of course, with poreless skin and plump high cheekbones. It has cat-like eyes and long cartoonish lashes. It has a small, neat nose and full, lush lips. It looks at you coyly but blankly as if its owner has taken half a Klonopin and is considering asking you for a private jet ride to Coachella.
Yep, that all tracks.
And it just, I was like, wow, that is the face I'm looking at times 30.
Yeah.
Every night.
Minus, like, Alexa.
Yeah.
And it's really, and again, these women are beautiful. It's not a criticism of any of them individually, but it is, like, a notable,
it's an observation.
Cultural thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
that is really striking. So sorry for that aside. We can actually get to the rose ceremony now.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we'll break down a whole lot more from Champagne Gate. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate, like, what's the correct amount of social energy? What kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize? What space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge? Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, there's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or former Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit, and I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
And now, back to the show.
Tammy. Yeah,
Tammy just comes out with... she's stressed out. She's stressed out by Kelsey. Kelsey's emotionally unstable.
I
didn't love that. But then she says, I don't want to be involved in the champagne crisis anymore, which
I
same.
Yeah.
Agree.
I mean,
yeah.
Big. It's fair.
I relate to you, Tammy. Yeah.
Too bad, Tammy. It's just going to continue for the next.
Then we see Deandra and she's like she's given the task of like recapping all of Champagne Gate to the camera. And Kelsey, did you notice this? When Kelsey joined all the women on the risers before the rose ceremony, she whispers under her breath, I didn't do anything wrong. I was like, oh, God. And Peter's just like, guys, I'm so excited. I'm finding my wife.
Yeah,
she's right here.
She's in this room.
She's right here, standing on these risers, giving another woman a death stare.
She's here.
So he starts to give out the roses. They go too. Well, Madison, Kelly, and Sydney already have roses.
Yep.
So the roses at the rose ceremony go to McKenna, Victoria P., Natasha, Jasmine, Sarah, Lexi, Hannah Ann, Alexa, Tammy, Alea, Deandra, Victoria F., Sheehan, Kiara, Savannah, and of course, Kelsey.
And when she says, you always pick me last or something, I was like, there's only been two rose ceremonies. Like, I'm very good.
Yeah.
Which means we say goodbye to Courtney, Lauren, and Peyton. No idea really who any of them are,
except Lauren. The jumpsuit.
Oh, the jumpsuit. Oh.
I hope Lauren shows up on Paradise because I want more from her.
Yeah, she seems like a good fit for it.
She didn't get enough screen time, but that jumpsuit, it was great. Peter cheers us to love, and then he has Kelsey to toast.
Oh, God.
And she's like,
Kelsey just needs to move forward.
Kelsey, you should have taken your moment. So
like,
he was giving you an olive branch, like, great, I'll do it, Kelsey.
Yeah.
And then he toasts.
Of course she does, because Hannah Ann is always there to swoop in with that confidence.
Yeah.
Finding your prince charming and hoping love is in the end. great, great toast. We move on.
There's such like just like this, again, nothing really wrong with that statement, but there's such this ominous energy around like everything she says and does.
It's so
like,
true. Ugh,
just like shivers go down my spine.
It's the cyborg. It's cyborgian.
She's too, like, again, she's too perfect for the show. So the next morning. Maddie brings in the date card.
Tammy has really emerged as this season's narrator. She's the Tanner of the season, which I'm into. I always like those characters. I think she brings a good energy. It's very clear she's not going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she'll be like somewhere in the middle and they'll keep her around because she can really like succinctly sum up.
Recap what's happened.
Yeah. What's been going on.
So Maddie brings in the date card. It says time to let your personality shine. And the group date goes to Alexa, McKenna, Natasha, Deandra, Lexi, Victoria F., Kelsey, and Hannah Ann.
And of course, there's like a, it's like, no.
Would they put Kelsey and Hannah Ann on the same date?
Oh my God.
Who would have thought? Also, we need to talk about how like, they're like, this is the date where your personality is going to come through.
Yeah.
And the way that you show your personality is by wearing skimpy clothes on a runway. That's how you show your personality, ladies.
That's how I do it. Listen, that's the only way.
Yeah, right. You're like out here, like setting up a date. You're like, look, I just really want you to see my personality. So if you want to come to Bryant Park, I'll be conducting a runway show.
And
you can just get a sense of my personality.
Yeah. It's just every first date.
In Revolve clothing only.
Only.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen.
We need to talk about this date.
I know.
We really do.
Was this the most meta thing we've ever seen on this show?
I think so. Because like usually like the brand is mentioned on the show first and then it becomes like a bigger part of the franchise in general. But this was weird because it was just like, it's getting like incestuous. Like it's already like Bachelor Nation is already incestuous with like contestants, but as far as like brands
opportunities,
it was
basically just like, here, we're letting you audition.
Who wants to be a Revolve spokesperson? Probably half of you already are.
Since only one of you is getting Peter, the rest of you,
you get Revolve.
And opportunities.
It's like SponCon, IRL.
And
it was a really like, I mean, honestly, it's the logical conclusion of the way that this franchise has been going. And everyone should read that Ringer piece that came out last week about the Bachelor to Influencer pipeline.
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, well, you should read it. Yeah. And I feel like this Revolve date is really indicative of the fact that the show has kind of just decided to like embrace it. And I get it because there's no really stopping the train at this point.
Yeah.
Embrace it. And they even have the chief brand officer of Revolve.
Yeah.
But they also have...
What a celebrity sighting.
She's there. Like I said, though, she's scouting out those girls.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the best fit for us. But they also have Queer Eye's Carson Kressley, which I just love him.
That was
and
exciting.
Janice Dickinson just pops back up on
my
TV
God.
Screen. Where have you been?
Janice Dickinson. Like, that was... that. Also, these girls are so young. I'm like, do they even know who Janice Dickinson and Carson Kressley are?
Yeah.
Seems like there was
but
like,
we
a
do.
Couple, but...
Like, maybe like two of them did.
Yeah, right.
Well, they knew because Peter was like, Fab Five Queer Eyes Carson Kressley.
But like, I was also like, RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, you're in the wrong generation. That's what I know him from anyway these days.
I definitely was still like, oh, Queer Eye. Like, that was my first thought when I saw him. But yeah, they present the challenge, which is that these women have to style themselves for a day and night, and then whoever wins the challenge wins in like 40 bags of Revolve clothing.
Something like $20,000 worth of Revolve.
It's truly
amazing.
Like, amazing. Yeah. No, honestly, I'm like, that's better than Peter.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating that someone ended up winning the clothes who has such a good chance of winning the show.
Yeah.
You almost wish that just went to like some girl who's going to get cut in the middle, but she'll go home with like
an amazing wardrobe.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the way this works.
You know how I think it should work is that I hope she doesn't get to wear any of it while still on the show. Yeah. Like, just sent right home. Because that would be cheating if all of a sudden you have all these bomb-ass outfits.
Yeah. Okay, also, is it
she
cheating,
did mention, though,
is
I have all these
cheating if you're a model and you're on the date to compete on how to model?
Yeah. On a runway?
Yeah. I don't know.
She had, once again.
Yeah.
So then Victoria F., who we haven't really gotten a lot from yet, starts to get nervous. And I'm just going to say, I had a hard time watching the rest of this date kind of play out, because it's set up so that you have some sort of sympathy for Victoria. I mean, she's obviously really, really nervous, feeling like insecure. And that is the kind of thing that normally I'm like, that's awful. Yeah. I feel for you.
Right.
But this is the girl that it has been widely reported. It's all over social media. She did a modeling gig for a White Lives Matter clothing brand. I mean, it is a specifically a campaign to save white marlins. But the clothing says White Lives Matter.
And she put it on.
And all and white people are wearing it. And they have, and there's Confederate flags on some. Like, it's very, very fucked up.
Yeah.
But so now it's just so hard to watch her.
No, it's like, it's really.
Or feel any sort of, like, sympathy for her.
Well, I can't. Like, you can't. Yeah. I'm sorry. You cannot come back from blatant racism.
Yeah, you can't just, like, distance it, you know? Like, you just, like, separate it. It's
and if you're so ignorant that it didn't occur to you that that was an offensive thing, then, like, that's not excusable.
Yeah,
it's not an excusable level of ignorance.
Right,
So, yeah, I'm just going to put that out there, and that kind of colors everything with Victoria moving forward, for me at least.
Yeah. Oh, same here. Yeah. Also, just the fact that, like, she is a model, and then she's acting like she has no confidence, or she's nervous, or she's not.
It's very like
he doesn't notice her. Yeah, that I'm just like, wait, I know too much about you now to trust what you're saying or doing.
Yeah, and it is interesting. Like, if one, she didn't do any of that stuff, and two, if we didn't know about it, like what our impressions would be.
Because
like what you were saying, it would be like a much
totally different.
Yeah, but that's just not where we're at.
Right, and I mean,
because if we didn't know that, it would have been like, you know, she's not great at The Bachelor. She's not like comfortable in this world, which a lot of us could understand how I would be very uncomfortable in this world.
Yeah, I think I would be a weepy mess. I've said this many times, who feels super insecure and, you know, I hate any even small localized situation I've been in, not on national television, where I felt in competition with other women for a romantic interest or felt like I needed to call lots of attention to myself. So that's all understandable, but like, it felt a little moot to me. But yeah, so they get to the runway, and Carson Kressley is like, ladies, boyfriends are temporary, but cashmere is forever. And
I love him so much. He needed more screen time. It was like Miss J last season. I was like, I just need more Carson
Kressley.
I know,
we need a full like Queer Eye or ANTM like you know, integration.
Bachelor crossover.
Also, I'm on board. Lee was like, I think Carson Kressley should replace Chris Harrison. Like that, I'm into
it. He would just bring a whole new vibe to the show.
Yeah, I know. We need a much queerer Bachelor.
We do. So the first to walk in the Revolve show is, of course, Peter. Who's I'm going to stick to flying.
In a camo. Yeah. Like, just, it was an interesting
flying,
get-up.
You know, doing his classic move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what was it? It was like a camo, and then it was like a hoodie?
There were a lot of layers.
Yeah,
there
was like a denim layer. I was like a little confused at what was happening.
I was like, aren't you hot?
Yeah.
All I know is that there were many layers.
Yeah.
And he walked down the runway with a little swagger.
Yeah.
He brought a good energy. First up of the women is McKenna. It's their day look first. Some themes I noticed. A lot of bras with jackets layered over them for both day and night. They're just like, who needs a shirt when you can just wear a sparkly bra?
Yeah. Which, Natasha,
look,
too.
I don't hate the look, but I think The Cut actually even ran a whole piece about how this was the year that bras became shirts.
Yeah.
And so we really saw that play out on this runway. They're like, just lingerie with jeans, a bra with a blazer, like...
Natasha even says, this is Pretty Woman, but not the bad part. I was like, oh, gosh. But again, Natasha's just throwing out the one-liners.
Like, I like her. And Victoria, after really just being inconsolable and crying a lot about how she has no confidence, goes out on that runway and, like, slays.
She like, kills it.
Yeah. And just has Carson's full, like loving her. And
Janice is like, oh, my God, that girl. She looks great.
Peter's like, what?
She had this great glittery belt on. And then they move on to the evening wear. Again, a lot of bras with jackets.
I did like the comment by Janice Dickinson when McKenna came out.
She's and like, she was
like, "This isn't Vegas." Yeah.
Which it's true. Like, if your night look is just like you dress up as a disco ball, like, that's not really styling yourself.
Also, we gloss over the fact that Hannah Ann came out in a bridal gown.
Oh my God. How, so much happened. I almost
and
forgot.
She's just like, "I'm confident." So
it felt like a real Corinne move. I get it. You want to stand out. And I just, it's just always comes off as so obnoxious to me. It's hard for me to, as a viewer, be like, go, girl.
Yeah. Again, it's such ominous energy all the time.
Yeah. Everything. She's not the villain type we're used to, but she's still the villain.
She's like the,
There's this
sneaky
energy.
Villain.
I'm just not on board. Also, it's a really, I don't know. It makes me feel super weird that you're like, I am auditioning for the role of your wife. And look, I fit in a bridal gown.
Also, wait. So does that mean
Peter a sneak
does Revolve sell bridal gowns?
What? So one question.
Great
and then
to know.
Two, does she now own the bridal gown? I guess.
Maybe.
Like she just now has a
I wonder if it's the same inventory. Yeah. Like who
we
knows?
Know Peter owns the veil because she wrapped that thing around his neck.
Guys, I am seeing a lot of white gowns on Revolver. Yeah. Just
I'm sure they do have little bridal gowns.
I did like how Peter used that as like a towel that he's like getting out of the gym with. It's like, this is what you do with this, right? Just a little.
He's just
like,
so sweaty with all those layers on, you know? He just had to wipe off. It's a little perspired.
God.
But yeah, they move on to evening wear. Once again, though, Victoria F. like comes out.
She's like, Peter's going to see that maybe I am a little confident, even though confidence is my biggest struggle. And she goes out with a very chic leather jacket on. Janice, very into it. She gets to the end of the runway, takes it off, and is wearing a lingerie bodysuit underneath.
Looks great.
And then she just, like, pulls Peter right onto the runway, makes out with him.
Definitely Carson's face was just amazing. I was like,
Carson's
you are
like,
us.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God. But then, of course, we have to have the showdown.
It's a tie. Like, how could they even choose?
Yeah.
It's a tie between Hannah Ann and Victoria, two women who have had professional modeling experience.
It's incredible. I can't believe they made it this far.
I know. What?
They make them walk down the runway in the same dress, which was like half black, half glitter, high slit.
I was confused by this dress.
Yeah.
Like
a
little bum showing on the side.
It was like on one half, it was just like a black leotard, and on the other half it was a sparkly dress.
It was not, it was
like
two
it
dresses.
Was like their full leg was exposed. It's confusing.
And also too, we need to talk about the two once again ominous moves that Hannah did. That's the thing, is like I feel bad shitting on Hannah when clearly I should be criticizing Victoria.
Look, you
more,
can criticize both of them on this podcast.
Like, what number one, Hannah's like little like flip of the I don't know what to call it like the
her
end
train.
Of the dress the train there you go, thank you. the train just like flipped right in front of Victoria. It's like okay, I see you. And then when they were walking back, she like just like turns around again. It's like, that's so evil.
It's so evil.
Like Victoria so just evil. Turns around and goes back and Hannah just like, you know, I'm just gonna keep going.
I don't know why like the word is evil, but it's evil. Like there's just it bothers me so much more than it should.
I think too though, like something about Hannah Ann just feels like she knows this world.
Yeah.
And maybe Hannah G like gave her some pointers before she got here, but she just knows exactly.
Very different
where
energy
to be than
100%.
Hannah G.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. But she knows where to be, what to do, like
I feel like
where to insert herself.
I feel like
to
Hannah Ann is like the evil twin of Hannah G that dyed her hair.
Yeah.
That is essentially what's happening here.
You know Hannah G's watching going, oh.
Oh my God, real, real intense energy.
So, with that intense energy, Hannah Ann
wins.
Takes it.
And she gets 40 bags of stuff. I was like, this just.
It's just not fair.
I wanted an underdog to get the clothing.
I was actually like, home.
This
being
is
like,
cool. Oh, I know. I was like, just give one of these other women a win.
Who would we want it to go to? Who is the most deserving who is on that group date? So, not Victoria, not McKenna.
We need to pick.
We need to pick the Here to Make Friends winner of the Revolve clothing.
I think Lexi.
Alexa.
Alexa was good.
Yeah.
I like Lexi too.
Yeah.
Lexi did a little like.
That's true. Lexi had
end
good.
Of, yeah. With her blazer and her.
Yeah. I feel like Lexi would most appreciate it out of those two options.
Yeah.
I feel like Alexa would have like more of her own style.
That's true. Yeah.
So I'm gonna
also Lexi's like the New York girl. We got a root for her.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Biased.
Lexi or Natasha.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Natasha had good energy on the runway
she did.
Too.
Hmm.
Yeah, give it to a New York girl.
Yeah. All right, I like it.
But
bangs
then
gavel. There
we get
go.
To the so. Night portion, and our girl Lexi is just like, you know, Hannah Ann killed it. Like, she did. And she just admits it. which I kind of like. I like Lexi's just like down to earth and just seems
she's
to be herself.
Good
this
vibes
hasn't like,
this
yeah, taken, it hasn't all taken over her personality.
Peter
yet.
Comes out. He's like, you all just really killed it on the runway and tries to like cheers. He's like, in great spirits, and Victoria F. is still real upset.
Once
she's
again,
like constantly on the verge of tears.
Oh, yeah.
She and Kelsey.
And it takes so little. I mean, Kelsey, I can understand-ish, like the spiral that took place.
Victoria
but it's, like,
F.
The
is just
smallest
a real
thing.
Yeah. It's a constant yeah. on the verge of yeah, tears yeah. just because of overwhelm of the general situation.
Right.
She's like, she sits down with Peter after kind of telling production, like, I'm never going to be the girl who's like, I deserve attention. I'm going to take it.
Which, like,
I don't
really?
Know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said she's going home, just settled immediately.
Yeah. She talks to Peter. She's like, I just don't know if I'm made for this show. I don't know if this experience is worth sacrificing my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see you making connections with people who are really different from me. And Peter, this just, like, turns him totally on to her.
Mm. Yeah.
He's like, you have all of me when I'm with you. And, you know, Victoria starts, like, crying. She cries into his shoulder. And she also cannot stop whispering.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I had to have the subtitles on.
Cause she's like, what are you saying? I just remember saying, like, I just wanted you to see me.
I just want you to see me.
Yeah. At least she's self-aware
there's so many other girls.
I'm not liking
she knows,
the girls.
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, he just knows me as the whisper girl.
Yeah, I'm like, so it's true. Okay. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is
yeah.
probably why he's like, let's go
I mean,
away from the cameras
girl.
A little.
Yeah. Whisper girl is so better whisper, than white lives matter girl. So she's should have preferred that branding.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whispering, the sniffling, it was a lot.
A moping, just like the energy was. But he seemed like. I don't know. It kind of entranced him a little bit more to her. They kiss. He says she was beautiful on stage.
Yeah.
So now I'm starting to be like, oh, damn. I think she's going to make
she's
a cut.
I think she's I think she's a major player.
Yeah.
Because
they're sort of building up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to be placed kind of in opposition to the energy of some of these other women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's calling attention to herself a lot.
I will say I really hate, and Peter echoed this at one point, I really hate when men do the thing where, like, I know you're not like all these other girls.
Yes. Yeah. He did say it.
It just feels like, I don't know, it feels like it puts women in a catch-22 where you need to be the person who's being aggressive and, you know, yes, I want you to be bold and I want you to get what you want and take what you want and that's what it means. Like, you're such a strong woman if you're doing that. And then if you're not that, it's almost like you need to be reassured that, like, don't worry. Like, I see that you're different. You're special. And that means you're actually better than these other women. Mm-hmm. Rather than it just being like,
point.
People have different personalities and respond to situations in different ways. And,
like,
I don't know. It is always this, like, pitting against each other.
Yeah, and then if you're somewhere
types.
In the middle, you're just like, well, I'm never going to win.
I'm
neither here or there.
I want to hear the flip of that statement. It's like, I know you're exactly like all the other women.
Yeah.
I know you're just like a carbon copy, you know.
And
that's
still,
fine with me.
Right.
I still really want to make out with you.
Exactly.
So it works.
That's the honest statement.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You have the same face as all these other women, and like, I
still
like you.
I barely remember conversations you've had, but like, get up on that counter.
Let's do this. This is when, too, we see McKenna and Hannah Ann together, which I mentioned earlier. They're
similar.
I feel like they're going to be like a little duo or something. This is when, too, Peter reunites with Kelsey. He brings her some champagne. They open it, and I'm already nervous. Like, what's going to happen this time?
Not again.
And Peter's cup does overflow a little bit with some bubbles.
But it was cute. And okay, this
much
is
better.
Settled.
Yeah.
And at that point, and I found this really interesting, it was, you know, Hannah is kind of like, I'm not gonna, before she was very much like, I'm moving past this. I'm not gonna let like what happened yesterday ruin today. We're just moving on. And then, of course, Hannah Ann hears the pop of champagne with Peter and Kelsey. And suddenly she's like, you know what? I've been bullied. I decided right now, now that things seem to be going well for Kelsey, I have been bullied and I hate to do it. But I just need to speak my truth.
She called me a princess.
And that's what a bully does. I want to just say, and this is not condoning Kelsey's behavior, because I think she was really mean to Hannah Ann, and it was unnecessary. But the definition of a bully involves, like, the repeated victimization of someone who is in a, who has less power than you. And I think the word bully kind of gets thrown around a lot. And like, someone can be a dick to you. Someone can be mean.
Right.
And that's not the same thing as bullying.
Kelsey was, like, angry in that moment. So she was
Kelsey
just saying,
was being an asshole.
But then we get, like,
it doesn't have to, it wasn't good behavior.
But then earlier this episode, we saw Sydney actually talking about her experience being bullied. For her race. And then
and
we
have, like,
these two catty girls just being like, oh no, she called me a princess. She called
and
me Little Miss Innocent.
Champagne.
I'm bullied.
And I just felt like no one was behaving well. In this entire conflict. So Hannah Ann, you know, goes to chat with Peter. And I think I wrote in my notes, like, obviously she's about to snitch on Kelsey. And she did. You know,
she was like, up all night crying.
She's like, I know that this is just really hard for you, Peter. And you're dealing with a lot of personalities. And I know you're tired. But I just need you to know that I was up all night crying. Like, literally didn't stop crying for 13 hours. Because Kelsey told me to fuck off and told me I was a bitch and just told me I was a princess. And, like, honestly, she did kind of say all of those things and it's not okay. But Hannah Ann really hams it up. She's like, my spirit was crushed. And I felt bullied.
And you just see Peter's face. He is just all in it. He
like,
is just, he feels
and
awful
this
for
is
her.
The thing.
How could Kelsey do this? He automatically chooses a side.
The leads, because the lead always takes the side of the person that he likes more. He wants Hannah Ann around. Hannah Ann has the upper hand. She didn't need to go after Kelsey. Like, Kelsey was, I just don't think he likes Kelsey as much as he likes Hannah Ann. So this is sort of just pouring salt in that.
I just don't get why she had to do it.
That was just like,
it's not like she's trying to prove something to Peter.
It's like, I don't know. I get it. The women talk about the other women all the time. And, like, Kelsey did do things to, you know, they provoked each other. But it was just made me feel kind of icky. And, of course, we cut to Kelsey, who's like, I'm feeling great.
I know.
Things are good.
Nothing can go wrong.
I'm not
wrong.
Crying.
She's like, I'm
going to
move past it.
Walking
Look, we're still
sunshine.
Looking forward this episode.
And Peter walks in, grabs a group date rose, doesn't really make eye contact with Kelsey, and is like, this rose goes to someone that I'm just really happy is here, and they make me really hopeful. Victoria F. So she's very happy. And we kind of think, oh, maybe this is just, maybe he's just going to move on. But no. He asks Kelsey if he can pull her aside. And they have one of those awful conversations. Like, we saw Colton having these a lot where it was like just telling one woman that another woman said something bad about her and then being like, well, why don't you have definitive proof that one of you is telling the truth over the other one? Like, you're just both saying different things, which, like, obviously.
It's like, that's not all this works.
She said, she said.
So Peter says, you know, it's not okay with me if you called Hannah Ann a bitch, which
fair
enough. But also it is a really weird thing that the lead is always put in the position to mediate to police the behavior of people who are living in a house together. I don't know. Never worked out well.
It's like only episode two and he's already dealing with this. So I can't imagine what's to come.
Maybe there should be like a bachelor RA. You know, where it's like,
that should be Chris Harrison's role.
Or Carson Kressley.
Bring him in.
But Kelsey pulls out the line that's like, she acts a certain way to you and a different way to us in the house.
Which we often hear. It's always a trope. And she says something kind of interesting where she says, you know, Hannah Ann can turn it on, which I see. She turns it on and off, certain energies. She decides, like, well, now I'm upset.
Which, again, is, like, one of those things where, you know, it's true, but not the best time to maybe bring that up.
Or, like, the context again, like, is you do not have the moral high ground here. And Kelsey says, you know, I've also been bullied before. And though I did like when she said, do I like the girl? No. Does she know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Does she like me? No. She's kind of saying we have a mutual distaste for each other, and that has been put out there. And Peter's just like, who should I believe?
It's like, this this can't stand. Yeah. You can't not like each other.
The stakes are so high.
And, God, this thing just, this conflict just continues, and that's kind of where we end. It's like Kelsey goes back. She's, of course, very upset, talking about the situation in front of Hannah Ann while not making eye contact with her. By this point, I was just like, dear God.
Oh, yeah.
But then it ended, so.
Yeah.
The show, I mean.
Kelsey walks off crying. She feels fucked over by Hannah Ann again. There, and then it basically ends there with the other women being like, are you fucking serious that we have to continue to deal with this?
And then I'm sure that we won't hear anything more about it in the next episode. I'm sure they'll move on
until
to
next week on The Bachelor.
Hannah Ann,
I am not
in tears.
A champagne stealer.
I'm not a champagne stealer, which is an incredible. I mean, it's most
so
bachelor crime.
It's a good bio. Just not a champagne stealer.
And then we get all of these clips from later in the season, and it appears that maybe there's going to be like some sort of sex scandal. There's going to be a lot of talk about sex
in a hot spring.
A lot of conversation. It implied the and you know, we never know exactly what the situation is because they splice together these promos so misleadingly. But it seems like some of it centers on Sydney. And there's just going to be a lot of conversation about sex. And Peter at one point says, you know, sex is an important part of a relationship. I agree. Yep. So I'll be interested to see the way that the show handles it. As we know, they have a mixed history.
We'll see how it goes.
It also is interesting comparing it to Colton season versus, you know, like Colton season.
They were like
the
sex guy.
We're just gonna,
Well, it's like, and Nick's, they also really hammered that home. He was the sex guy, and now Peter's the sex guy. Any final thoughts?
I don't know. Those promos just have me stressed out. I still can't get over the something all of us just found out where Chris just tells Peter and he's lying.
It's going to be nothing.
And it's just going to be like,
She
has a million Instagram followers already.
You're not going
to. And Peter's mom just screaming. It's just, I just want to get to that point. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's just get there.
I really hope that doesn't end up being a flop, but I feel like it might be.
Well, of course,
I think it.
But
will
I can dream.
Or maybe,
guys, before we go, can we just briefly touch on the news that came out of Batch Nation this week, in which poor Madison commented on her own photo.
Speaking
of Instagram.
Jesus.
The perils of Instagram. Note to self, never create a fan account for yourself.
I think this is a prime case of like just drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit too much. And then all of a sudden.
Let someone else be your fan.
No, right. It's just like,
basically Madison commented on her own picture.
You're so genuine.
You're
and
so
real.
Genuine and real, real, Maddie.
But meant to do it from her fake account.
Well, so, that's what people believe.
It's like texting a person that you weren't planning on texting and then opening your phone and be like,
and then so then, like, is like where we've left that off. Like, she said that like a friend was logged into her. Is
but
that
then
like
apparently
her
also her sister tried to take responsibility for it. I was just, like, you need to at least like coordinate your cover stories.
Get on the group text.
I just be like, listen, I was trying to like up my appeal.
Yeah, I mean, where I've guilty. Learned on it is 100%. That is what she was doing. 100%. She runs a fan account for herself. It's fairly pathetic. I doubt she's the only one who does it, and also I still like her.
Yeah,
no, that's the thing. It's like with all this information. Also, listen, from an economics standpoint, like if that fan account gets a good amount of followers,
I guess
that's
shoot your shot,
double the
know?
Revenue. Yeah. You could just like get
she's
get
got two accounts. To,
just yeah, just swipe up all over.
She's
the place.
Trying to get on that explore page, and you know, don't hate the player, hate the Instagram
love
game.
Love a good side hustle. You know,
Me too. And on that note, I think we're done here.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us, Brett.
My God,
it's
a pleasure.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
And now it's time for Feminism Fails. First, we're just going to group the whole Kelsey Hannah Ann feud into one giant girl-on-girl crime. I hate to see women blaming each other for something that was clearly set up by production and just being really cruel to each other and then, you know, taking advantage of that situation to curry favor with a man. The whole thing just made me feel really gross, and so I'm going to give that one a 4.
Yeah, I agree. I would give it a 4 too. And just, you know, understanding the definition of bullying before tossing out that term.
Yeah, also good. Look it up, people. Yeah. Dictionary.com.
Next we have Tammy, who said sweeping things like girls are insane. She called Kelsey emotionally unstable. It's just never good to, you know, name drop or make fun of somebody who's clearly in a tough situation.
Yeah.
It's just there was something about it that was cringy.
There's like a really big trope of women being labeled as insane and hysterical. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Tammy meant anything malicious with these comments. I think they were off the cuff, but it's just kind of icky.
Yeah. Just be aware of what you're saying. I would give that one a 3.
Yeah, I think a 3. And finally, and this is my favorite one, during the credit sequence, we got a little sit down with Janice Dickinson in which she tells two of the women that if you are dating a man, you cannot ever under any circumstances fart in front of him.
No bodily functions.
No bodily functions. Yeah. Like,
can't have your period.
Yeah, you can't poop. Women don't do none of that. And I guess you should just keep up the farce. Mm-hmm. Until you die.
Yeah. Women don't poop.
Yeah. So I'm going to just give that one a 4 because it's terrible, terrible advice. And you should not be ashamed if, like, your body does a normal thing that bodies do in front of a partner.
Especially in a very stressful situation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Brett Vergara. And, of course, our wonderful producers, Nick Offenberg and Sarah Patterson.
Please subscribe to Here to Make Friends wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a moment of Peter's season recaps and give us a 5-star rating and review.
You can also give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram at Here to Make Friends Pod.
And you can follow us individually on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Lee Blickley and at Lee BZ.
And I'm at Emma Lady Rose.
We'll be back next week for episode 3 of The Bachelor.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.